they're talking about COVID, Nikki, I have bad news. The number of working hours lost to the economic impact of the crisis is equivalent to 500 million full-time jobs lost. So you can imagine that has a huge effect on societies and economies everywhere. And while our industry has been remarkably resilient and has shown some of the best of what we can offer to making sure that the communities we operate in remain resilient, I think there's ground to be worried that the global economy may be scarred and that the outlooks are less than what we thought they were at the beginning of this year. Now, at the same time, this is a perfect moment to start thinking about the future of mining. Our immediate focus is, of course, to save lives. So with you, Nikki, ICMM, and with the Global Union Industrial, we have issued a COVID-19 and mining safety and health checklist, which I encourage everyone in our industry to use to make sure that we minimize cases and save lives. But as we do that, it's clear that we cannot just hope to recover. I know that's what we all want, just to go back to normal. But what we believe in the ILO is that we must, what we call, build back better. I think this is a unique opportunity on the back of this terrible, devastating crisis to create a mining industry that is more sustainable and safer.